英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转图到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're sort of a social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kind of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening.People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay.Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面5段对话，每段对话后有1个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9.15 pounds.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便是，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Are you free this weekend?There's a new art exhibition at the City Museum.
Actually, I've already got tickets for the jazz concert on Saturday night. Maybe next time.
Sounds fun. Enjoy the music.
。Excuse me.I need to pick up my drugs. Here's the prescription from my doctor.
Let me check. All right, here you go. The drugs in the green box should be taken twice daily, not more.
Understood. Thanks for your help. Not yet. I'm still comparing hotels and flights. It's a bit complex, but I'll figure it out soon.
Let me know if you need any help.
We're stuck in traffic again. This happens every time we take this road.
I think we should try the highway next time. It might be faster, even though it's a bit longer. You look frustrated. What's going on?
My computer won't start, and I have a presentation tomorrow. Do you know anyone who can help me fix it?
A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
It is said that the piano is the hardest instrument to learn, but don't worry.You've only practiced for 6 months. Most people need 2 years to play real compositions smoothly.
My cousin said he could play full songs within 12 months.
Anyway, you're learning quickly. I notice you read notes easily. Did you play another instrument before?
Yeah, I played the violin in my school band 2 years ago.
That explains it. Make sure to care for your bowstrings regularly and keep practicing. See you next week.
I know, Mr. Brown. Thanks.
It is said that the piano is the hardest instrument to learn. But don't worry. You've only practiced for 6 months. Most people need 2 years to play real compositions smoothly.
My cousin said he could play full songs within 12 months.
Anyway, you're learning quickly. I notice you read notes easily. Did you play another instrument before?
Yeah, I played the violin in my school band 2 years ago.
That explains it. Make sure to care for your bowstrings regularly and keep practicing. See you next week.
I know, Mr. Brown. Thanks.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi, Jenny. I'm in a bit of trouble. My car broke down on the way to the office.
Oh, no. Are you okay? Where are you now?
I'm fine, but I'm stuck near the gas station on Main Street. Can you come and pick me up?
I wish I could, but I'm in the middle of an important meeting. I can't leave right now.
Okay, I understand. Maybe I should call a repair service.
That's a good idea. Do you have the number for one?
Yes, I think I have it saved on my phone. I'll call them right away.
Let me know if you need anything else. I feel bad that I can't help right now.
Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. Thanks, Jenny. Hi, Jenny. I'm in a bit of trouble. My car broke down on the way to the office.
Oh no! Are you okay? Where are you now?
I'm fine, but I'm stuck near the gas station on Main Street. Can you come and pick me up?
I wish I could, but I'm in the middle of an important meeting. I can't leave right now.
Okay, I understand. Maybe I should call a repair service.
That's a good idea. Do you have the number for one?
Yes, I think I have it saved on my phone. I'll call them right away.
Let me know if you need anything else. I feel bad that I can't help right now.
Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. Thanks, Jenny.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hey, Sarah.I noticed that you've been absent from our team meetings lately. What's been keeping you busy?
Oh, I've been in Shenzhen working on trials for autonomous taxis.
Autonomous taxis? That sounds like quite an adventure. I'm not sure if I have enough courage to ride such a vehicle.
Understandable.But they're designed to be as safe as having a professional driver behind the wheel. And we still require a human supervisor in the vehicle during the trials. Safety first, right?
That does make it sound a bit more comforting. So, where else are these trials happening?
We're conducting them in major cities, including Beijing, Shanghai, and, of course, Shenzhen.
Speaking of Beijing's traffic jams, I imagine that testing would require a lot of patience, driving at a snail's pace.
Absolutely. That is why I've been taking the subway to the office. But imagine a future where autonomous vehicles dominate the roads. Traffic might actually flow more smoothly.
I think so. Hey, Sarah.I noticed that you've been absent from our team meetings lately. What's been keeping you busy?
Oh, I've been in Shenzhen working on trials for autonomous taxis.
Autonomous taxis? That sounds like quite an adventure. I'm not sure if I have enough courage to ride such a vehicle.
Understandable.But they're designed to be as safe as having a professional driver behind the wheel. And we still require a human supervisor in the vehicle during the trials. Safety first, right?
That does make it sound a bit more comforting. So, where else are these trials happening?
We're conducting them in major cities, including Beijing, Shanghai, and, of course, Shenzhen.
Speaking of Beijing's traffic jams, I imagine that testing would require a lot of patience, driving at a snail's pace.
Absolutely. That is why I've been taking the subway to the office. But imagine a future where autonomous vehicles dominate the roads. Traffic might actually flow more smoothly.
I think so.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Emma, have you made any plans for your summer vacation yet?
Yes, I have. Actually, I was aiming for a job as a tennis coach because I did it last summer. It seemed like a perfect fit.
A tennis coach, huh? That sounds exciting. Did you manage to find the work?
Not exactly, but I did come across an opening for a front desk clerk at a nearby hotel. I had an interview, and they hired me.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. I bet you'll meet all sorts of fascinating people there. How do you plan to get to the hotel?
It's quite a distance from my home. There's no direct public transport, so I'll have to drive. It's too far to cycle, and I'm not keen on taking buses.
Where is it located?
It's nestled in the hills, with a breathtaking view of the valley and lake. It's a real escape from the hustle and bustle of the city.
That sounds like a paradise. By the way, I'm planning to catch the new scientific movie tonight at the Central Cinema. It starts at 7:30. Do you want to go with me?
I'd love to, but I have a dinner date with my friends first. How about meeting you there at 7:15?
Sure, that works perfectly. I'll see you then. Emma, have you made any plans for your summer vacation yet?
Yes, I have. Actually, I was aiming for a job as a tennis coach because I did it last summer. It seemed like a perfect fit.
A tennis coach, huh? That sounds exciting. Did you manage to find the work?
Not exactly, but I did come across an opening for a front desk clerk at a nearby hotel. I had an interview, and they hired me.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. I bet you'll meet all sorts of fascinating people there. How do you plan to get to the hotel?
It's quite a distance from my home. There's no direct public transport, so I'll have to drive. It's too far to cycle, and I'm not keen on taking buses.
Where is it located?
It's nestled in the hills, with a breathtaking view of the valley and lake. It's a real escape from the hustle and bustle of the city.
That sounds like a paradise. By the way, I'm planning to catch the new scientific movie tonight at the Central Cinema. It starts at 7:30. Do you want to go with me?
I'd love to, but I have a dinner date with my friends first. How about meeting you there at 7:15?
Sure. That works perfectly. I'll see you then.
Listen to the following dialogue.回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we'll learn about a remarkable figure in classical music, Johann Sebastian Bach. Born in Germany in 1685, Bach was a composer, organist, and violinist whose works have stood the test of time and continue to inspire musicians worldwide. Bach's musical journey began early. He was first taught by his father. By the age of 10, he was already performing as a choir boy, showcasing his incredible vocal talent. His education further continued at St. Michael's School in Lüneburg, where he studied music theory and organ playing extensively. In 1703, Bach took a position as a court musician for the Duke of Weimar, a role that allowed him to compose music for various court occasions. His career flourished, and he soon moved to Köthen, where he served as music director for Prince Leopold. Later, Bach became the cantor at St. Thomas Church in Leipzig, a position he held for the rest of his life. It was here that he composed his most famous work, the St. Matthew Passion. Despite facing numerous challenges, Bach's dedication to music never wavered. He continued to compose and innovate, leaving behind a musical legacy that is still celebrated today. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we'll learn about a remarkable figure in classical music, Johann Sebastian Bach. Born in Germany in 1685, Bach was a composer, organist, and violinist whose works have stood the test of time and continue to inspire musicians worldwide. Bach's musical journey began early. He was first taught by his father. By the age of 10, he was already performing as a choir boy, showcasing his incredible vocal talent. His education further continued at St. Michael's School in Lüneburg, where he studied music theory and organ playing extensively. In 1703, Bach took a position as a court musician for the Duke of Weimar, a role that allowed him to compose music for various court occasions. His career flourished, and he soon moved to Köthen, where he served as music director for Prince Leopold. Later, Bach became the cantor at St. Thomas Church in Leipzig, a position he held for the rest of his life. It was here that he composed his most famous work, the St. Matthew Passion. Despite facing numerous challenges, Bach's dedication to music never wavered. He continued to compose and innovate, leaving behind a musical legacy that is still celebrated today.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。